Building a brand new theater from scratch is a rare event and something to be celebrated. And in fact, that's just what was happening last evening at the corner of West 8th and Matson Place in East Price Hill, where folks are cranking up for the opening of the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater this week on Wednesday. With me to talk about this exciting addition to Cincinnati's local theater scene are two guys who've made the project a reality. Tim Perino is Executive Artistic Director at Cincinnati Landmark Productions, and Roger Pilley is the Theater Project Manager. Thanks, both of you, for fitting this into what I know is a really busy week for you guys.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Tim, I understand the location of this theater is particularly important and exciting for you. Tell us why.
Well, this is the home to which I was born. We're at 8th and Matson, but this is very directly across the street from 2617 West 8th Street. This is the home where my parents lived when I was born, and the home which my grandfather lived in up to 1992. This was my old stomping grounds. This was the corner store where I could buy penny candy and put it on my grandma's charge. The old site of the old Price Hill Incline where I played amongst the ruins. This is like coming home.
So you're really coming sort of back full circle in some ways here.
I don't know if it was intended that way, but not by me, but maybe by fate.
Well, you both have been really busy with the Covedale Center for the Performing Arts, which has been an increasingly popular West Side venue for quite a few years now, starting in 2002. Mm-hmm. Why a second venue? Roger, maybe you'd start with
sure.
that.
Sure. Absolutely. As you know, Cincinnati Landmark Productions also had the exclusive production contract on the Showboat Majestic for 23 years. And essentially, in early 2012, it was coming on the 10-year anniversary of running the Covedale, and we had a nice organizational meeting just to talk about the next 10 years for the organization. And we said, okay, if what happens in the next 10 years? And life was becoming increasingly more difficult to produce theater on the Showboat, given the nature of everything happening on the riverfront.
So many great things are happening, and it's hard on a little thin-walled wooden vessel. It really is.
So it was...
That was 80, 90 years old, too.
Yeah, yes. 93 years old.
Yeah.
So when we had that conversation, when we were being honest, we said, well, probably the next 10 years, we should probably look at life beyond the Showboat and say, where does the organization go? We knew we didn't want to go back to being a one-venue theater company. We know how to operate two theaters very well, and success is there. So we started down the path and just said, let's keep our eyes open for the next great opportunity. And it's as fate would have it, that opportunity presented itself when a development deal for a medical office building in the Incline District had fallen through on the day we had that conversation.
Right.
Yeah, we saw it in the paper. So we reached out to the landowners that we knew and the people involved in that development and said, hey, sorry about the deal, but what would you think about a theater in that space instead? The fact that they replied within 5 minutes probably was the early indication.
I think we had breakfast meeting with them at least by the end of that same week, if not 2 days later at most.
And we were off.
Tim, could you talk a little bit about how you're going to distinguish the programming between this theater and the Covedale, which has been quite successful?
Yeah, we've established, I think, a fairly specific brand of theater at the Showboat and the Covedale. Great big Broadway musicals, comedies, etc. And this is a smaller venue, first of all, so certainly a much more intimate experience. Visually and physically, you're going to have a much different experience at the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater than you would have had either at the Showboat or now the Covedale. But yeah, we've got two seasons at the Warsaw Federal Incline Theater, the summer classic season, which is going to be very much Showboat-y. You can kind of tell by the season offerings we have this year with 1776, and now we're opening with The Producers and 9 to 5. Then we're going to have the District Series, which is our opportunity to spread our wings, both in the kind of shows we produce, and I very hopefully, obviously, to a broader range of audiences. We'll still be running the Covedale full tilt, and there's no reason in the world to compete with ourselves during the fall, winter, spring season by essentially having the same brand of theater. At the same time, certainly there are audiences maybe that we have not reached in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think both in terms of the performing artists that perform with us, as well as the audience who come and enjoy our theaters, we'll have a different world and a broader range of folks come into the District Series. Much broader content, obviously, more mature content at times, much more modern and contemporary shows.
This idea came about in early 2012. And here you are, not all that long after that. I mean, I think this is kind of a remarkable timetable that you've been able to pursue on this. I mean, you broke ground less than a year ago, is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was in mid-September of 2014. So the construction itself was 8 months. And amazingly, and we know that this is a feat, and all thanks go to our construction manager and Design Build Solutions, we finished the project on time and on budget.
Frightening thing to say because you're always worried, oh my God, something's going to come down
last minute.
You didn't know, but we've been able to say that throughout the process.
Yeah.
The city has been a partner with us on this project, and more than a few city officials have said, hey, you know, if you want to get out of the theater business and run some construction projects for us, we'd be open.
Are you aspiring to that?
Absolutely not.
And then, of course, as the name of the facility implies, you've got a great corporate sponsor in Warsaw Federal, which has a long history in your neighborhood.
That's one of the great things about it. Certainly when we started having conversations about a naming sponsor for the venue, Warsaw Federal definitely jumped to the top of the list because of its roots, like Tim's, right there in the neighborhood. That was special to us, and I think that it has become the win-win that we always wanted it to be.
People said that to me right away. Oh, that is tremendous. Now, I've worked with them, known them, worked with that bank, worked with that savings loan for all these years.
Can you give us a couple of descriptive details? How much did it cost to do this? There's a parking garage that's part of it. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's right. The project was about $6 million, just short of a $6 million total project budget. And that includes about $2.2 for the parking garage and about $3.7 for the theater itself. And at the end of the day, there will be 100 new public parking spots created for this venue. One of the things about the stretch of land that we're on, that was an existing parking lot that had to continue to be a parking lot for the Queen's Tower and Prima Vista. So we maintained those spots and actually improved and increased those. And then we're able to get an additional 100 public parking spots out of the deal, which should be great for a 229-seat theater. Yeah, we're ready to rock and roll. It's pretty exciting.
You mentioned Prima Vista. You've got some pretty good neighbors right there with that wonderful restaurant and its view. And then you've got the Incline Public House and its great view. And I understand that you've got a pretty good view, too.
Yeah, our plaza looks right out over Oldenview Park. Oldenview Park is the site of the old Incline, but it's now a park. And we've got a clear shot straight into the city, just as Prima Vista does, and so does Incline Public House. Incline Public House and Prima Vista are going to love having us there.
We made it a point to say that we wanted to connect this theater with downtown and the urban core. So our lobby view, in addition to the plaza that Tim talked about, all glass lobby looks directly into downtown. So you'll always feel connected to the core, which is why we also think we're going to be able to draw a little bit further east than we usually do.
Well, I think some people have maybe thought of Cincinnati Landmark, particularly with the Covedale, as a West Side theater. But you really do draw much more broadly than that. And talk a little bit about the success you've already had with subscriptions for this theater.
Oh, yeah, the response has been through the roof. I mean, the great thing is with Cincinnati Landmark Productions, we found over the past several years, over 300 different zip codes are represented by our patron base. And that has been the case for several years. So we do draw from all over. And the response to the summer classic season has been absolutely through the roof. When single show ticket sales, when they went on sale, we had over 72% of the entire summer already subscribed. And then once single shows went on sale, the response again was through the roof.
Yeah, producers is over 93% right now. And anybody in theater will tell you about 96%, and things get a little crazy because it's very hard to truly be about 100% of your seats sold. Otherwise, mayhem ensues when somebody comes on their own night or their ushers or some other problem.
But the good news is there are great seats available for the district series that the season that Tim had talked about. So we definitely encourage people who are interested in checking out the Incline to do that.
Maybe you'd like to quickly mention as we wrap up here, The Producers, which opens this week on Wednesday. What a perfect choice. A couple of con guys getting a theater going.
There's not a parallel there, is there?
Yeah. I wrote a director's notes and it says, it's called The Producers and so are we.
So that opens Wednesday this week and then continues through the end of the month, pretty close to the end of the
Pretty close to the end of the month, and then 1776 in July and 9 to 5 in August for the first three shows of this season.
Okay, well, I know that Cincinnati audiences will be lining up. Obviously, they already are, and will continue to do so, and I'm sure that we'll have you guys back to talk about this again and what's going on there as things develop. My guests this evening have been Roger Pilley and Tim Perino from Cincinnati Landmark Productions on the brink of opening the new Warsaw Federal Incline Theater. Best wishes to both of you.
Thanks so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.